Hey guys, how's it going? My name is Paul Walsh and I'm the creator of the Green Horizon. So I'm giving you an update on what's happening regarding season two, if there's going to be a season two and all that stuff. First, sorry about the quality of the recording. Fortunately, because of COVID and stuff, we're all kind of stuck at home, so I'm actually using Cuiva's iPad memo taker, so it's probably not the best quality, but sure, look, as long as you can understand me, that's all that matters really. Also, I had a whole script written out that I was going to recite for this, but I think I'm just going to riff it, because like, I don't know, whenever I read scripts, funnily enough, I end up sounding a little bit robotic, so I'm just going to kind of update you off the top of my head, really. The date is currently, I think it's the 29th of May, I'm not 100% sure. The date is currently the 29th of May. And the Green Horizon now has been active for, Jesus, about 4 months. That's why I'm asking you. You can't answer back. About 4 months. And the reaction's been ridiculous. I keep saying it, but it's true. I thought we'd get 20. And now we're in the thousands. It's a bit crazy. Yes, updates. A lot of you have been asking me about a season two. And I can officially announce that there will be a season two. Along with that, there's also going to be a new show. So I'm announcing it now. It's called Voiders. And it's going to be kind of act as a supplementary to The Green Horizon. It's a mini show. Kind of like, there's three parts to it. And I won't give anything away, but there's three parts to it. And you could boil it down to one like mini audio drama movie, is the way I'm kind of thinking of it. The way I described it is, it'd be kind of like Rogue One, a Star Wars story to the main plot. And that's what Voiders is looking to be, is that kind of thing. And I think it's going to be really fun. Whereas The Green Horizon is a very linear storyline. And I love The Green Horizon, but I haven't written season two. And again, as I say, it's sometimes you're going so fast with these shows and everything is going so fast and you're going to all these places and the story's going on. Sometimes you don't get a chance to stop and look and kind of like examine all the little minutiae and all the places in this universe that I've created. And I like to think that Voiders is going to be that little rest stop, to kind of stop in one little place and go, let's explore this and let's have a look at all the little factions and not the big, the grandiose, you know, the Order and the Alliance and the big players, but like, let's look at the little, all these little warring tribes and factions all fighting each other, and let's kind of explore that. And that's what I'm hoping to do with Voiders, is to do that and kind of explore the universe a little bit more. I'm going to look to have that coming out at the same time as The Green Horizon. Have them all come out at the same time. Obviously, because of COVID and stuff, recording has been an issue. We haven't been able to record. The scripts are done. Actually, speaking of that, we will have a new member of our cast joining the main crew. Unfortunately, the actress that plays Megan Walsh, the actress that plays Rebecca Roy, Megan Walsh, will not be able to continue with us due to school commitments, basically college commitments and stuff. She's also my niece, I can't give out to her over that. But I've brought off a good friend of mine. Her name is Amy Rothwell. And she is going to fill the role of Rebecca Roy. She's very capable. So we'll be in safe hands. So don't worry about that. When you hear Rebecca in season two and you think she sounds a bit different. A new actress, but sure, look, it will be the same old Rebecca, just a bit of a different voice. But you can get away with that because there's no camera. What else? Yeah, people have been asking as well about various social media things. I said this before, I think I wrote this on my Twitter, But I'm a 28-year-old man with the mind of a very old, grumpy man who does not understand technology for the most part. Maybe writing sound engineer and all that stuff. Yeah, great. No bother. I can do that. Enjoy that. But social media, it isn't my thing. I'm trying to make it my thing. Doing my best. At the moment, I've kind of tried to reignite our Twitter, but all I'm tweeting at the moment are space fun facts. So yeah, that's where I am there. Somebody asked about a Patreon and or a Kickstarter, they call it. I know what a Patreon is, but at the time when I released the show, and even for a long time, because it took a while for the show to really build up at its steam. It is now. It's incredible, but it took a while for it to build up ahead of steam, and I didn't think to even consider a Patreon. But I think I've set one up now, and at the moment there's going to be one tier, and it's going to be a €5 tier, and for that you get week early access. So in 50 years, when season 2 finally comes out and the coronavirus is gone, you'll get a week's early access, but you'll also get a shout out. So in with every episode, at the end of it, I'll shout out now. You'll get a thanks on air on the show. I had a big list of stuff, and I just said, nah, it's going to riff it. Be grand. And now I've forgotten where I am. I'm going to link all the social media stuff in the description below of this. This is going up on the main page, on the Buzzsprout page. So this is going to be above episode 6. So I'll include all the social media. I like to think that I'm very accessible. I try and be. I have every single social media account we're on open in front of me on the laptop at all times. So if you message me on one of them, chances are I'll get back to you pretty quick. I'm always open to talking about the universe or the show or plot. I won't give anything away. Not like that. I'll tell you all of season 2. I'll tell you what happens. I'll tell you all the season. No. But basically, this whole show came about when I started writing a book, naturally, about 8 years ago, and it took me 7 years to write, and by the end of it, I decided that I didn't want to release it. That was when Cuiva, who plays Sonia, was also my fiancée, and we have a little child together named Molly, the best kid ever. But anyway, I'm rambling again, sorry. Cuiva suggested it to me about 2 years ago. Hey, you should turn this into an audio drama, you know. I listened to this one, I listened to Alba Salix, and I listened to this, and I listened to Limetown, and you could totally do it. And that was where the idea of making this came from. And then the idea of making the characters Irish was genuinely originally just out of like convenience, because we live in Waterford in Ireland. We don't know anybody in the drama business or the acting business. And we thought we couldn't get all of our friends to do it and try and have all of them do different accents, because that would just be a disaster. Why not just make the characters Irish? And then that's where the kind of idea manifested into, wow, that actually would be a very interesting concept to make everybody Irish. And that's where it came from. But what was I talking about? Yes. So you can imagine, after writing something for 7 years, you're going to want to talk about it. As I wrote this book, you know, the universe developed around it, because it was one of those things where the story itself was set on a different planet, but it needed to have a reason for them to be on the planet, and it needed to have all this kind of like scientific like stuff to make sense for it. And that's sort of where this whole kind of universe is built around, this one idea for this one story on this one planet. And then from there the show came. But so after writing for 7 years, I do want to talk about it. So if you have any questions, or if you'd like to know about the show in any way, shape or form, or the universe itself, or you know, any lore, I'm very nerdy about lore. You know, I have about 15. I say 8 or 9, I have 15. But I do genuinely, I could probably go down and count them. I have a lot of books about the lore on The Lord of the Rings and all that stuff, and I love the minutiae, so being able to actually do that myself and have my own minutiae, my own lore and my own story is very fun, and I want to share it with you guys. So you can message me and I will more than likely message back, and it will probably be far longer than you actually expected it to be, and I will apologize for that. And I think that's time. I think I've gone over everything, and if you're still with me, thank you very much. If you enjoyed the show, thank you very much. I'm delighted you liked it. We're an amateur podcast, we're an amateur production. You know, we have no financial backing, and I wrote it, I directed it, I did all the sound editing for it, and I acted in it, and I played a number of roles, including Peter and Joe and Leopold King and all that jazz. Myself, and you know, it was just not just me though, but like the whole cast, you know, from my part, like Cuiva playing Sonia, like this is her first time ever doing anything like this, you know. Same with Kieran. Kieran has some experience in voice work, but nothing like voice acting, you know. Same with Amy Jackman playing Jilly. She has some radio work, but she's never done anything like this. And same with Steve. He's got a writing pedigree behind him, but he's never done any acting. And same goes for Megan and Jack. None of them have done it. So for them to all be able to just pull together, and they did it, that none of them got paid. Like, this is all amateur. They all did it for me and for the experience, and that was it. And we all managed to pull something together that seemingly people enjoy, which is just incredible. I'm still rambling, aren't I? I'm so sorry. I think that's it. I think that's everything. Yeah, I think that's all. I look forward to continuing this journey with all of you, or whoever's wants to continue it, whoever's going to be here for season two. And I hope you all are, because, you know, the feedback we've been getting has been astounding. And I want to thank all of you for, you know, helping me achieve this dream of mine. It's always been a dream of mine to, you know, write something and make it come to life. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, lovely. I have to go back downstairs now, and I have to edit this. So, yeah, fun night for me. See you, lads.